after the death of Rabbi Akiva and the destruction of the Jewish independence movement of Bar Kokhba, the Jews prepared themselves, so to speak, for a long exile. The Romans attempted, as long as Hadrian was alive, to destroy the Jewish people, to destroy them physically, and to destroy their religion. And the laws that were passed by the Romans were meant to uproot any vestige of Judaism from amongst the Jewish people. The Romans were also abetted by the rise of early Christianity at this time. And the early Christians chose this point in time to make the division between them and the Jews complete. As I have told you before, the rabbis went to great pains to force the early Christians out from the midst of the Jewish people, to delineate, to make clear the line, to make certain that there would be no confusion. This was caused by a basic division within Christianity itself, a division that is stressed in the writings of the early church fathers. The division was between a man called Peter and a man called Paul, both of whom came from strongly Jewish backgrounds, and both of whom were the founders of Christianity as we know it today. Peter, whose Hebrew name was Simon Shimon, and who is listed among the 12 original apostles. Peter was a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee, but he was a person who had a great deal of devotion to the Jewish way of life. And his viewpoint of Christianity was that Christianity was to be a religion for the Jews, not a religion for the Gentiles. And that the difference between Judaism and Christianity was in the belief as to whether Jesus was the Messiah. So he had, so to speak, a Jewish religion of 614 instead of 613 mitzvahs. The 614th, the extra mitzvah, was the belief in Jesus. But he did not abrogate the original 613 mitzvahs. And it was his belief that Christians, for instance, should put on tefillin, should observe the Sabbath, should eat kashrus, should be part of the Jewish nation. And in fact, he said, they are the Jews. It is against Peter that the rabbis rose, so to speak, and in order to guarantee that there would be a clear delineation within the Jewish people, because you had many times, if we can put ourselves back into that time, it's all today in a tremendous haze. And whatever clarity may have been, such movies as Ben-Hur and other types of media events have eclipsed any clarity whatsoever. So today it's all beautiful slave girls. But it has nothing to do with what was going on then. And therefore, to speak to our type of modern audience about the beginnings of early Christianity, and not only is it boring, but it's hard for us to put it into any focus. And to further complicate the matter, the rabbis purposely did not speak about early Christianity. The rabbis' attitude towards Christianity was to ignore it. Yes. You mean the cult that began? Peter was born. Peter, see, well, again, it's the Jewish view.